Luke Riediger scans the ridgeline from the bottom of a huge bowl in the Siskiyous.
We're standing in the Silver Fork Basin in the Silver Beaver grazing allotment in the Rogue River National Forest. The Silver Basin has historically been one of the more heavily grazed areas in the Rogue River side of the Siskiyou Crest.
Riediger is with the Klamath Forest Alliance, an environmental watchdog group based in Orleans, California. He and his colleague Felice Pace have hiked with me up to this high meadow about 20 miles southwest of Ashland. Riediger notes there are two ranchers who have permits to graze their herds on this allotment.
The cows from both of those permittees tend to congregate here in Silver Fork Basin and do a lot of damage to the stream banks, degrading water quality, and also perpetuating and compounding those historic impacts by continually grazing areas that have been heavily degraded.
Felice Pace says cows prefer to hang out around the wet parts of a meadow.
Even though there's a lot of forage available that's outside of the wetlands, the grazing is still concentrated in there. And it's hard to maintain water quality when that kind of thing is happening, where you have the cattle just hanging out in the wetlands.
You have a lot of fecal matter in the streams. You also have a lot of bank trampling, which starts to impact the water table, which then has impacts downstream for fish and aquatic life.
Pace points to patches of willow where the leaves have been eaten as high off the ground as cows can reach.
They also push into the willow wetlands and they fragment them. You can see the lines where they fragment that habitat.
Pace says that ruins the habitat for birds such as the willow flycatcher, which nest near the ground. We spend several hours hiking the floor of the basin, inspecting stream banks trampled into mud by hooves and dry, dusty areas denuded of grasses by heavy grazing. What's needed, says Pace, is for these cattle to be more actively managed.
What we have learned in 8 years of monitoring 30 allotments on 4 or 5 different national forests is that there's very little presence of the Forest Service managers. There's very little management by the permit holders. Basically, the cattle are released into the mountains and allowed to find where they want to graze and to stay there as long as they want to stay there.
And that, he says, is a recipe for degradation of wetlands, grasslands, and streams. But Donna Mickley begs to differ. Mickley is the Siskiyou Mountain District Ranger for the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest. She says the grazing allotments are regularly monitored.
So we go out, we get on the ground, we have measurements, we have guidelines, and that's what we use to determine if we need to make changes and how the allotment's being managed.
If it looks as though cows are overusing a certain area, Mickley says, her office will have the rancher relocate salt licks or take other actions to get the cattle to move.
They can either move the salt or move the herd. They do have a large area, and so they have the flexibility, if we're having an issue in one portion of the allotment, to go take some riders out and make them shift those cows to a different part of the allotment.
Mickley concedes there are isolated problem areas, but overall she says her staff is doing a good job of protecting the resource. A few years ago, she says, a team of specialists collected data along the Siskiyou Crest.
And it looked really good. The results that we got back were really good. We have these areas that we need to work on, but a lot of it is doing well.
Managers on the south side of the crest at the Klamath National Forest also feel they've got things under control. Like Mickley, they say they keep a close eye out for problems and use a variety of approaches to fix them when they arise. They answered questions via email but declined to be interviewed because of a lawsuit. Several years ago, environmental groups, including the Klamath Forest Alliance, sued the Klamath National Forest, saying managers had failed to properly study the impacts of livestock grazing in the Siskiyous. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed and ordered a new environmental assessment. Klamath National Forest officials wouldn't discuss the lawsuit, but Felice Pace says the court-ordered environmental analysis has yet to be done. Luke Riediger says one obstacle to improving grazing management is that the Forest Service is working off of outdated information. For example, he says some of the grazing plans on the Rogue River side haven't been updated in decades.
You know, we're looking at a 50-year backlog of science, research, and analysis. And so they got a lot of work ahead of them to kind of bring this somewhat archaic grazing system into the modern era.
Donna Mickley acknowledges that backlog, and she says her team is working on it. But the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest is recovering from 3 major fires last summer, and available staff resources are spread thin. At this point, Mickley says there's no projected timeline for updating those grazing plans. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.